Track 5. Realization of the Truth. How do victims come to realize that they are being abused? With the exception of a few details about how victims come to realize that they are being abused, the professional literature is for the most part silent on the topic of how and why survivors of abuse by mental health professionals manage to leave the sticky, enmeshed relationship with their abuser. As you know, escape, particularly in prolonged entrapments, is a relative term. This is a phase that can continue for many years. Victimized people sometimes enter a state of learned helplessness and go through a series of abusive relationships in a vicious self-fulfilling prophecy of perpetual victimization. As you know, some victims of abuse commit suicide or succumb to depression, alcoholism, or drug abuse. Many others make an active choice to fight, to try to escape. If we draw parallels with research on battered wives and those clients abused by mental health professionals who abuse the power imbalance, the following ideas emerge. Far from the popular notion that physically or emotionally abused women stay in the abusive relationship, more recent work seems to more adequately describe this phase. They show that she moves through a process, eventually actively preparing herself to move out. In the beginning phase of the abusive relationship, the woman is unable to discriminate between positive and negative relationships. She focuses on her partner without any regard for her own needs, as you're aware. She believes that if she tries hard enough, he will change and she will still achieve the ideal family that she is seeking. In the middle phase, she remains subservient and self-effacing. She feels anxious, fearful, and powerless, and her self-esteem suffers, but she starts to realize that her partner will not change. Now, earlier in this CD series, I mentioned the idea of robotization, and it's in this middle phase when robotization takes place. In the final phase, realizing that the abuse will never stop, the woman starts to regain some control over her life, and at this point, seek help from an agency outside of the home situation. She recognizes that the abuse is not her fault and knows that she has to end the relationship. For some women, termination of their relationship ushers in a sense of freedom and liberation from emotional pain. However, for others who are unable to divorce themselves from the past, spend enormous amounts of time, as you know, sifting through past scenarios, trying to find out what happened, what went wrong, and perhaps what they might do differently in the future. Survivors of abuse by a mental health professional have described a variety of experiences that lead to their gradual or sudden realization that they have been duped or used, and their determination to escape from the influences of the abusive professional increases. For many victims, this happened when they discovered that the professional was abusing other clients, as was described earlier in the case of Mary. Covered in shame and humility, Mary was forced to give up her notion that she was special and the only person with whom the professional had this kind of involvement. She began to realize that the professional had not addressed the initial problem of her divorce for which she sought help. Some victims did not engineer their own escapes, but were dismissed by the mental health professional. Carolyn Bates describes how she tried to extricate herself from the sexual relationship with a psychologist we'll call Dr. X. Her method was to space out sessions telling him that she was going off of her birth control pill. Her awareness of his betrayal grew, and she realized that she was paying to provide him with sexual services. The final straw, however, came that caused her to leave therapy was her reaction when she called him distraught about the breakup of her engagement with her fiancé. Dr. X invited her to his house. He did not talk to her, but used her in the usual brief, non-mutual mechanical fashion. As a result, she finally allowed herself to see the very cold and harsh truth of what was happening to her and terminated therapy. Question 5. What are the three phases a victim may experience once he or she realizes the truth about the abuse?